AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Preparations are being made to free people in prison convicted for their roles in the Capitol riot. President Trump signed an executive order pardoning 1,500 people.
So this is January 6th. These are the hostages. Approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
Trump also called them patriots. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves prosecuted the riot cases.
At the end of the day, January 6th, the prosecutions, the why behind the prosecutions, is we just can't have a system where we get away from votes and deliberation and we go to violence and intimidation.
Trump issued the pardons after talking earlier about unity.
National unity is now returning to America, and confidence and pride is soaring like never before.
A prisoner swap between the U.S. and Afghanistan's Taliban freed two Americans in exchange for a Taliban figure imprisoned for life in California on drug trafficking and terrorism charges. The family of Ryan Corbett, an American held by the Taliban, confirmed he had been released. President Trump had a message for victims of the California wildfires.
We're praying for you all. We love you all. We're going to be there very soon. I'm going to go out there on Friday to see it and to get it moving back. We're going to get some of the best builders in the world. We'll get it moving back.
A second day of ferocious winds are forecast for today in Southern California around Los Angeles. The Palestinian Health Ministry says six people were killed in an Israeli operation in the West Bank. Millions of people across the northern Gulf Coast are bracing for a rare winter storm that's expected to scatter heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain around the deep south, covering Texas to Florida. The National Weather Service forecasts between 3 and 7 inches of snow and sleet for parts of southern Mississippi and southeast Louisiana. That includes New Orleans. This is AP News. The Ohio State Buckeyes are national champions in college football, beating Notre Dame 34-23.
Ohio State quarterback Will Howard set a CFP record with 13 straight completions to open the game and threw two touchdowns.
When you get into big games like this, you know, whoever is able to, you know, have the poise and the noise and be able to, you know, overcome adversity, because it wasn't always pretty today. You know, it wasn't always perfect.
The Fighting Irish led 7-0 before conceding 31 unanswered points. Riley Leonard passed for 255 yards and two TDs for Notre Dame, which fell short of its first national title since 1988.
Maybe I got relaxed a little bit and I can't let that happen, and I apologize to everybody.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A source tells the AP Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson has agreed to become the Chicago Bears head coach. Chicago finished last in the NFC North with a 5-12 record. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.